Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 205, and I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey, it's Friday. That means welcome to another Friday edition of Optimal Health Daily. On this podcast, I usually read the best health and fitness blogs to you, but not on Fridays. As I said, Fridays are special. I take questions from you, the listener, play them right here on the show, and answer them for you. This is one of my favorite parts of the show, so I always encourage listeners to send questions in to me. Why should you bother? Well, as I always say, I want this space to be a place where you can get no BS answers. I try to be as unbiased as possible and give you the most accurate information that I know of. What makes me qualified to do so? Well, I have my doctorate degree in public health with an emphasis in chronic disease prevention and nutrition. I'm also a registered dietitian nutritionist, a certified health education specialist, and certified exercise physiologist or personal trainer, same thing. Nutrition, health, wellness, fitness, even things like stress management, these are truly my passions. I'm also chair of the Department of Nutrition and Basic Sciences at Bastyr University in California. So again, I want this to be a place where you can expect me to tell you the truth. Now, if you want to send in a question, now's the best time to do it, because on Monday morning, we're going to give away another book to a random person who has sent in a question. I'll let you know how to send one in at the end of the episode, but for now, let's hear today's Q&A as we optimize your life.
Hi, this is Thomas Vu from Silver Spring, Maryland. My question is whey protein actually bad for you? And can you tell me why?
Thank you for your question, Thomas, and thank you for listening to the show. As always, I want to make sure everyone understands some of the background behind your question before I dive in. So with that, I want to address what whey protein actually is. Whey protein is one of the two major proteins found in milk. Have you ever heard the phrase curds and whey? Well, they're basically referring to these milk proteins. The term curds is actually a reference to the other protein, casein. So for example, during the cheese-making process, which requires the heating of milk along with some other things like enzymes, the liquid left behind is full of whey protein. And what researchers have discovered is that whey protein is easily digested and absorbed. When it comes to sports supplements, this is music to a personal trainer's ears. So you'll often hear whey protein being discussed as a sports supplement. I mean, come on, a protein that is easily digested and absorbed by the body? Combine that with the fact that animal-based proteins, like whey, it comes from milk after all, are used very efficiently by the body, and we have a perfect combination to support muscle growth, in theory. So let's examine this more closely. Is whey protein actually safe, and does supplementation help with muscle growth and exercise performance? The good news is we have a number of well-designed studies examining the effects of whey protein supplementation on exercise performance, muscle growth, and injury prevention. After looking at all of these data, What we're finding is whey protein supplementation is most helpful for those over the age of 55. This is because beginning around our 30th birthdays, we begin losing muscle mass pretty quickly. As each year goes by beyond the age of 30, we lose more and more muscle, so that by the time we reach retirement age, many of us will be facing some serious muscle loss. One way to prevent this, of course, is to stay active. Performing resistance or strength training exercises is really important. But as we all know, diet is important as well. Protein is crucial, of course, for maintaining muscle growth. As we age, we typically don't consume as many protein-rich foods. This may happen for a number of reasons. We just aren't as hungry, we have tooth loss and some difficulty swallowing, our taste sensations are not as good, and so on. So as we age, we have the perfect combination for muscle loss. We're not as active, and we aren't eating enough protein. So researchers have discovered that giving whey protein to older adults may help delay this muscle loss. But these same researchers also acknowledge that it may not just be the whey protein that's helping, but just the increase in protein consumption in general. So why supplement with whey protein specifically? Because again, it's easily digested and absorbed. Something else that happens when we age is we aren't able to digest and absorb foods as efficiently. So whey protein is the perfect supplement for those of this age group. So now you're wondering, will whey protein supplementation help younger folks? Here the data are not as clear. Some studies say yes, it helps, others not so much. This likely means that it's probably not all that helpful for most of us. But let's say you decide to go ahead and supplement with whey protein. Is it safe? First, you need to understand that the body is only capable of absorbing about 20 grams of protein at any given time. So let's say you're scooping some whey protein into your morning smoothie. If you're getting more than 20 grams, your body isn't going to be able to use all of that. In fact, because it's not using it, it's going to try and get rid of this extra protein through your kidneys and your urine or through your GI tract. So if you've ever wondered why you always get diarrhea after using a protein supplement, it's probably because your body's getting rid of that extra protein through your GI tract. And let's keep in mind, some extra protein can also get converted to fat storage. Now, the next thing we need to look at is the brand of supplement. As I've said many times before, the supplement industry is not very well regulated here in the US. So the products you see on the shelves at your local drugstore cannot be assumed to be safe. In fact, one study found that 15% of the supplements available contain banned substances like amphetamines, street name Speed, and anabolic steroids. Other studies have found that the supplements may not even contain the ingredients listed on the label. So you may think you're purchasing a whey supplement, but in fact, you're getting something else entirely. This is probably my biggest safety concern, but there are three ways to help decide whether you're purchasing a quality supplement. One, look for a USP symbol on the outside of the product's packaging. Two, look for an NSF symbol on the outside of the product's packaging. I'll post pictures of what these look like on our website. Three, go to a website called consumerlab.com. This is an independent company that tests supplements available on the market for quality and purity. They do require a subscription to access their database, but it's not that expensive. I want to say like $30 for a 2-year subscription. If you are currently enrolled in school at the college level, it's highly likely that your campus library has electronic access to Consumer Lab's database already. The other safety concern with regards to whey protein is for those that are lactose intolerant or have a milk allergy, they may want to stay away from using whey protein. Again, this is because it's made from milk. So the bottom line is, if you're younger than 55 years of age, you probably don't need to supplement with whey protein. If you do decide you want to supplement with whey protein, be sure it's a quality product and that you don't overwhelm your body by giving yourself more than about 20 grams of protein per dose.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. I thank you again for the question, Thomas. You're going to be entered into a very small raffle every month to win a book from us. And the next raffle is right after this weekend. If you want to be a part of that, send me a question. It can be about diet, nutrition, exercise, stress management, anything along those lines. Just come by oldpodcast.com. There's a red bar along the side of the page that you can click on and record right from your computer's microphone. It's really easy, and you can even play back your messages and do retakes before sending it in. Or you could do it the old-fashioned way and call in. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. Either way works. And that's another week of Optimal Health Daily in the books. Thank you for listening every day and all the way through. I hope you have a wonderful weekend, and I'll see you on Monday where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.